I was American born, and I'll die in America.
Seven. Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Thursday night current events broadcast. Before we get on with our show, I need to read our disclaimer. The views and opinions expressed on the Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defender 7. Now, with that being said, I welcome you all. I hope we can have a decent debate. Depends on who calls in. But anyhow, if you're new, check out our national Facebook page by typing in the box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. If you haven't done so already, check out our webpage, our website, and subscribe. All lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. Because on there, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% of all proceeds from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So please, by all means, purchase something or click that donate button. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. We also have a YouTube channel. Be sure to hop over there and hit that subscribe button for us. We're live on MeWe. Click on communities. Scroll down. Defenders 7. Humanitarian American Patriot Group. Yes, that's right, folks. We are not a militia. We are a humanitarian American Patriot Group. What does that mean? When the government doesn't help you out, we're there. I don't know how else to put that, but that's what we do. And that's why we're here. And the only way we're able to be successful is by donations and sales from our store. We are an LLC, soon to be a 501c3. So yes, either way, we are a tax write-off. Now for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we really do enjoy interacting with you. And that number to call, area code 914-205-5773. If you're too shy to be on the phone, it's just like being on a conference call, too shy. We also have our chat room, which is also live during our broadcast right here on Blog Talk. Now, whether you're a veteran or a civilian and you're going through hard times, just like I myself am right now. I was almost killed 28 years ago on this day at 3:15 a.m. Reach out to one of us. A lot of us veterans here, no matter whether you're a veteran or a civilian, we can help. Believe me. This group is the reason why I am still able to talk and move forward. So by all means, please join us. Expect the unexpected, just like we're expecting and can't explain it, except for how fucked up our country is right now. Now, before I go any further, please allow me to introduce my second man, my right-hand man, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, and our major pain in the ass, Lorna Bundy.
I was going to dip out until 7:30 since Weathers usually dips out early.
I don't even want to hear it. You'll always be a major pain in the ass.
Well, yep. That's what I'm good at.
Exactly.
I will say this much to start this show off right now. I don't know how many of you have been keeping up with the Texas shooting of the grade school. This is all fishy bullshit. I'll tell you that right now, including the police down there involved in it. This kid was able to walk around for 40 minutes shooting kids, young kids. Now, what does the Democrats always do? They're going to stiffen up gun laws. They're coming after the guns right here in America. How many of you are willing to step up? I've seen all kinds of bullshit across Facebook saying, oh, we need stricter gun laws. We need to get rid of the guns. Whoever's been saying this, and I'll say this right now, I won't mention names because I do know them, a few of them. You're a fucking moron.
Exactly.
You are an absolute fucking idiot, and you have no say-so in this fucking matter. You don't know nothing about guns. I can't even fathom how pissed off I am, and I think this is another complete fucking setup to try and take the guns away. The
hands. You were saying something or posted something about how expensive that gun was and how hard they were to get a hold of or something.
Yes. Those guns, with everything that he had with those guns, you're looking at over $7,000 fucking dollars for those two guns that he had. Plus,
yep,
he had body armor on. He was an 18-year-old kid, did not work, lived with his grandma, but drove up in a $70,000 fucking pickup truck.
And here illegally.
I don't know about everybody else, but there is no way an 18-year-old kid can afford those two guns with ammo and scopes and a $70,000 truck. No
wasn't
way.
Wasn't he living with his grandma also?
Yes, he lived with his grandma and didn't have a job. He even said this at the high school that he was going to go shoot up a grade school. Where was the FBI on that bullshit?
Exactly. It reminds me of Sandy Hook. Fucking shit.
Yep, exactly. These Democrats and a lot of Republicans have blood on their fucking hands.
Again.
For the millionth time. Along with, you know, and I said this straight out on Facebook. I don't give a fuck if they ban me or not. But I'm going to tell you this right now. I do not support Ukraine.
Nope.
I do not trust this government at all. There is too much shady bullshit. We are being forced out of work because the way the gas prices are, inflation, people are not going to be able to afford to drive to work. They're not going to be able to afford their housing. They're not able to afford food. Baby formula shortage. You got to be an absolute fucking moron if you cannot figure this bullshit out. I mean, how stupid do you have to be to say there's nothing going on? Well, you're a fucking idiot. We have been trying to say this shit that this country is getting screwed. We've been saying it for years. The shit is hitting the fan as we speak. But, it's not on your front porch. Well, if it's not on your front porch, how the fuck are you able to afford gas? Yesterday, I just spent $250 at a grocery store for my family. And I didn't even get a fucking cart full.
No lube either.
No. I got a little bit of hamburger meat.
Dry fucking.
That's pretty much it. I don't know about all of America. How many Americans got to be totally pissed off to where we start going after them? The ones that are causing this bullshit. This new generation is nothing but a bunch of lazy fucks. And have no fucking idea of what they're fucking talking about or doing. They sure now, they're indoctrinating our children in these schools, and now they shoot grade schoolers. I mean little bitty kids that have their whole lives ahead of them. Imagine being the parent of one of those kids that just got killed. 21 was shot and killed out of grade school. People are telling me, oh, it's about guns. Yeah, they're trying to take them away. It's planned.
Yep.
So are you going to fucking get rid of hammers that you because you hit your finger trying to nail a nail? What about knives? You're going to outlaw knives too?
Or cars.
How about there's more DUIs in this country than any fucking shootings. There's more people killed from drunk drivers than any shooting. You can look that shit up for a fact.
But it's the car's fault. It's not the driver.
You know, every Thursday I come on here and it's always some shit that happens throughout the fucking week. And it's always the same thing. We never get anybody else to call in. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody cares. Oh, but everybody's worried about Johnny Depp and all that bullshit. That trial going on. You don't see what's going on, you know, with this so-called bullshit monkeypox and, you know, all this other bullshit. I tell you what, people, stupid, idiotic bullshit. Straight up, I'm calling it how I see it. I come on here every week and do this shit. Every week. But nothing is changing. I don't watch TV. I don't. Dude, it's pointless. It's all bullshit lies through the fucking news, our government, this whole administration. But nobody's willing to fucking step up like our forefathers on this fucking Memorial Day that died. Paid the ultimate fucking sacrifice to give every one of you, every one of us, our freedoms to have this weekend, to be able to barbecue, drink beer, get drunk. They're all rolling around in their grave right now. All of them. I can guarantee that.
No doubt.
This weekend is not about us veterans that did serve honorably. This weekend is the true heroes that didn't come home. Or the ones that did come home were draped underneath the American flag. Because they wrote that check and it was cashed.
Yes, sir.
Up to their lives. I know I got many friends that did not make it, that paid the ultimate price. And I know Bobby does. Like Bobby said at the beginning of the show, Bobby almost lost his life at 3 a.m. on this day. When are people going to fucking wake up? When are people going to be so pissed off that shit starts getting done? We as a society have failed. Totally failed. We failed our kids. We failed our country. You call yourself a damn patriot? Man, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Armchair warrior.
Out there, they're coming after you and your firearms. Everybody's firearms. I've already They're already in Congress discussing it. The House is already discussing it. Who's in charge of the House? Oh, that's right. Pelosi, the biggest dumbass this country's ever seen. Another alcoholic,
yep.
You might add, too.
Yep.
They're stealing elections all across the United States during these midterms. They've already started putting out ballot boxes in different states for mail-in voting, absentee ballots. Two people's already admitted to staging down in Texas. You think anything's going to happen to them? No.
Nope.
Oh, damn. Don't ever do that again. Let's go back to the Wild West and let's start hanging these motherfuckers in Town Square.
Yeah, exactly.
Holding these people accountable for what is going on. Biden did not win the election.
Nope.
He did not win at all. He was implanted. Same way with Obama. Same way with the Clintons. Damn, I might be Clintonized here soon. I don't know.
No, you're safe, brother. You're safe. I'm the only one that's going to be Clintonized.
Well, I mean, when are people going to start? Actions speak louder than words, man. And right now, this whole country that says they're patriots, nothing is happening. You know, we say all the time, we're here to help. But without donations, we can't help. Well, you know, like everybody, it's all talking.
Which brings me to my next question. To those listening, would you rather your government, which won't do a goddamn thing, step in, or a group like ours that will fight tooth and nail? That is
the question
I've got to everybody.
I mean, you know, and I'll add to it, Bobby. I mean, if these people trust the government so well, you know, and so much that about the insurance or whatever, which has no, I'll tell you right now, insurance companies is a scam.
Hell, God, yeah.
Biggest crooks out here than anyone on the street.
Yep.
Biggest freaking crooks. I mean,
yeah, they raised my insurance $900 from that storm.
You paid your entire lives.
Yep.
We pay our entire lives for insurance. But when we have a claim, they try and screw you every chance they get.
Yep. They try jacking mine up $900.
Yep. I mean, I can go on and on. IRS, they're taxing the piss out of us. I mean, really think about this really hard. How much you make working a 40-hour week? Most of us have to work a lot of overtime, which I do. I work 12-hour shifts. Anything after 8 is all overtime. the way I see it, I might have to get a second job, and I make damn good money. Why? The way the gas prices are, food prices, housing market is going up bigger than shit. Banks want their money. Inflation is through the roof right now, and it's only going to get worse. But hey, let's blame bad orange man for them bad tweets. I'll take that shit over this shit any day.
Yep.
Amen. Yeah.
Why? Because I'm not a fucking pussy. I let it roll off my fucking back. Somebody has something bad to say about me, I laugh at it. Somebody has something to say behind my back, I laugh at it. I want to hear more. Let's hear what I'm supposed to be doing. I never in my life would have thought that we would let America get this bad. I really didn't. I remember when gas prices were under $1. I mean, California, I'm going to just straight up say, that's commie-fornia for you.
Yep.
I don't know how, what they teach in schools out there, but holy cow. There's a whole lot of Karens out here in the United States that have no clue.
And it's not just there. It's over here, too.
I know. I see it right here in my own damn state in Illinois.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm coming up on my exit right now. Unleaded gas, $4.89. Diesel, $5.35. You think there's a food shortage now? Imagine when these truck drivers can't afford to start up their trucks and haul that food or grain or oil or anything.
Which is going on right now.
I mean, they're paying well over $1,000 for a fill-up. I'm paying over $100,
right,
just to fill up my pickup truck so I can go back and forth to work. Let's keep voting these freaking Democrats and corrupt politicians in office. Let's keep doing it. Keep going. Let's fuck up the rest of this country. And I'll tell you right now, when they took prayer out of schools, God, they're trying to take our freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. They're doing a damn good job of doing it, too. I'll say that much. Now they're coming against the Second Amendment, and this time they're going to be fighting hard for that, all because of this school shooting. You know, it only happens during when a Democrat is in office. Mass shooting.
Yep.
You can go back and look it up. What years and what presidents were in office? I don't know, man. I don't know. Back when I was in school, we said the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Yep.
One nation under God. But our government took God out of it. Look what's going on in different countries. Australia, for instance. I don't know. All right, y'all. Okay. I'm home. I'm done.
It's all part of the plan.
I know it is. But America needs to start stepping up and fighting back. That's all I got to say. Because this country is done for the way it's headed right now. All right, y'all. God bless and have a good night.
All right, brother. So stop being so damn quiet, Lorna.
Oh, I tell you, I had a headache from hell today.
I'm sure.
Oh, and somebody was creeping in my dreams last night and make me fly out of bed.
Did I make you wet?
No. Nope. Sorry.
No, but seriously, no, he's right. I mean, I've been thinking about it all day for the past couple of days. And yeah, this country is screwed.
Oh yeah. Tennessee is, or at least in this area anyway, I don't know about the bigger cities like Jackson, Memphis, Nashville, but the area that I'm in, they're all like we are pretty much.
Right. Same here. I mean, you know, I got my neighbors coming up to me saying, you know, hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I'm like, you know, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, what's that?
It'll definitely be a fight here if they try to come and take the guns around here.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. I have no doubt about that. But my thoughts are, you know, we had the shooting and everything. Yes, my heart goes out to those involved and those that have lost their lives. But the way that Democrats are looking at it right now is that it all has to do with Republicans, but it don't.
No, the Democrats, I guarantee you, the Democrats gave them money, like Weathers was saying. How does an 18-year-old afford that stuff?
Exactly.
He got bought, paid. Ching, ching, ching. Here, go do this. You can have your citizenship in the United States, and you have all this money. But he didn't count on being shot and killed.
Right. To me, that's just like a regular suicide bomber.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, and the way that our so-called president comes out and talks about it, the first things out of his mouth is gun control. Well,
right.
Now, The gun did not kill anybody, just like Sandy Hook, as sad as it was. The gun did not kill them kids and parents. It was the person behind the gun.
Right, exactly.
But this last shooting, in the Democrats' eyes, because they're losing every battle, coming to the primaries, and they know it. So now they want to step in and say, as usual, you know, it's gun control. We have to make sure that nobody has a gun in their hand. Okay.
Yeah.
What about law-abiding citizens?
Right.
And that's the point that I'm at, and that pisses me off, because, yeah, I've got problems, but I don't want to kill everybody I see except for you and my wife.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
But seriously, I mean, you know, I don't want to hurt myself. I don't want to hurt anybody else. So where are these Democrats at right now? I tell you where they're at. It's primaries. So, oh, gosh, let's have a shooting. I mean, again, this is my own opinion. Because just like Sandy Hook, we're right back where we started at with this new shooting. But, you know.
Yep.
We're
back to that kid. Back to that kid. I highly doubt that his grandma, if she turned out to be a very wealthy lady, which could happen, I highly doubt she's going to buy her grandson a $70,000 truck and the equipment, the weapons and everything that he had. I highly doubt she'd do that.
Right. I feel the same way. It makes no fucking sense. And to top it all off,
she killed her too. So she's probably trying to stop him. My guess.
The other point of it is, where did you get the money to buy all of it?
From Democrats. Bought and paid.
And now all of a sudden, you know, the FBI supposedly had an eye on them. Yeah, you had an eye on them, all right. Just like you did with ISIS and every fucking known criminal that's on a no-fly zone list crossing our American borders. Yeah, I don't buy it at all.
No. Nope.
You know, again, from the bottom of my heart, it goes out to all those affected by what happened. But
by what the government did.
Exactly.
And using little kids as their little scheme.
Exactly. And that's, you know, and that's what tears me up inside.
Yep. Taking away the innocent little lives.
And for what?
Yeah. For a vote.
That's my big question. That's my whole main question of it all. Why?
Or a boat. Or a boat.
Because, I mean, you know, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know for a fact, if this happened on Trump's watch, he would have been down there the next morning.
Right.
Not 2 days later. Not after everything's all over with and said and done. And then in the midst of everything, sit there and say, oh, we got to be tougher on gun laws. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. No, that's when you say pack and load and carry and protect them babies.
Right.
Did you see that one clip where this man, I don't remember which state it was. I think it was Texas, but I'm not 100% sure, where he stood at the doorway all day long, and this lady, when she dropped her kid off, she seen him standing there, and then she got and he was still standing there when she picked her kid up, and she asked him, well, what are you doing? Why are you standing here? And he said, I'm standing guard. I'm watching over these kids.
Yep. Let me tell you something. As a parent with my two girls when they were younger, here in South Carolina, I could not get through those first double doors without showing my ID or physically speaking to somebody in the office. How the fuck did this dude just walk in the back door that was supposedly, oh, it's secure, yeah, hello, and commit the crimes that he just did?
Well, not all schools are like that, because back home, none of the schools are like that.
Right, well.
Any Joe Blow can walk in there and do whatever.
Right, but I'm talking back in 2007, 8, 9, and 10, since I've been down here, we could not pick our kids up without an ID and going through the front door.
With all the kidnappings and stuff going on, that's the way it should be. They shouldn't have stricter gun control. They should have stricter protecting the kids at the school so they feel safe.
Exactly. And I mean, again, getting back to how this dude gets into the school is, it baffles me.
Mm-hmm. Just like January 6th, he probably walked right in. Here, have a field day.
Oh, yeah, because everything was opened up.
Yep.
Again, all part of the plan. And those that don't believe it,
yeah,
only
and now is when people should really open up their frickin' eyes. And how old were they, kids? 7, 8 years old? Where they took, 7, 8 year old's life?
Right.
It shouldn't be,
and I mean,
we need more stronger gun control. It should be, you need to pack and carry, and if you have to sit in the classroom with your kid, do it.
But again, and this is just my opinion, like I said, it's the Democratic way. They don't want nobody to have any guns.
That's why we need to fight harder about it.
Right. It just really gets me. I mean, again, I feel for the families, the children, and the teachers that lost their lives.
I'm just kind of curious, that town that happened in, how big of a community was that, do you know?
From what I've read, it's a real small community, real small.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking, and that's why there wasn't a lot of worry over it. And there goes to show you that none of the schools are safe, because everybody can be bought and paid for a price. The moon.
Right. Which raises the question, why did it take over 40 minutes of parents begging the police to do something?
Oh, really? I read a couple articles on it, and I just couldn't read it anymore. I just, no.
Yeah, well, it's all coming out now.
No.
I mean, you know, it's just like I've spoken to a couple senators personally, and they said the same thing I said was, you know, this wouldn't have happened if he had the right security measures that should have been, which is all doors locked, and the only way in is the front door.
Right.
And it's those same senators said the same thing was, yes, we have law enforcement, but why not bring us veterans in to protect the kids?
Yeah, there's a lot of veterans or even civilians that would step up and do that.
Right. Again, it goes back to, you know, the current administration and their thought that, oh, we're doing something good because we got the election coming up.
Uh-huh. I blame them for this.
Yes.
I 100% blame them for this.
I do too. But again, you know, as usual, Democrats get away with everything. Ain't nobody going to investigate because they're too afraid of being Clintonized. There's a lot
they just took it to a different level of pulling all them kids.
Right. And that should show everybody. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. That right there in itself should show everybody, hey, look, we don't even care about your kids.
Yep, exactly. Well, they're trying to get rid of the kids anyway by giving them the vaccine.
Yeah, but, you know, they're getting desperate because time's closing in.
Oops.
That's why I have to laugh at a lot of my so-called back home friends that defriended me because I showed them facts, and they were pissed off because they couldn't refute it, so they just blocked me.
Oh, you big bully. Telling the truth. How dare you do something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's just all around. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, like I said. It's just screwed up that you're going to try to sweep this under the rug like everything else.
All right.
And
they'll get away with it again.
Sure. We're all pawns in a game that they're friggin' playing. And until we come together and stand up and push back, it's going to be the same.
Right.
I mean, you know, Phil gave a lot of good advice last night, and I agree with him about, you know, the different things about with our group and how to run it. But
yeah,
my hardest part is, okay, that's a great idea, but why not everybody jump on it and say, hey, let's do this, this, or this to make it happen.
Right.
Because they're all afraid. Just like our politicians, they're afraid to go against their agenda.
I'm not afraid.
Shit. I ain't afraid. Call me and tell me don't do my show tonight. Go fuck yourself.
And I think it's even more, intense, or what's the word I'm looking for? I can't think of words right now.
I know what you're saying. I can't think of it either.
Make it more better, more days, more hours.
Right, but instead they want to put fear in you, so that you go their way, because it's either their way or the highway.
See, I've always been the type of person, if you tell me I can't do it, I'm gonna damn sure try with every might I can to do it.
Yes.
Don't tell me I can't do something. Fuck you.
Exactly.
I've always been that way.
And that's the way every American should be, especially now.
Mm-hmm. Tell me I have to wear a diaper on my face. Fuck you. I ain't doing that either.
No, because we know you wear Depends instead.
No, that's all you.
Hell no, you're older than me.
Oh, no, I'm not. You got me by 50 years. You got me by 50 years.
Bullshit, ask Ralph.
He's the Ralph.
Ralph is sleeping. Ralph is going to have very sorrow days on Saturday. I start working.
Yeah, that's my boy right there.
Cool.
Ralph.
Ralph? Yeah.
Yeah, that's my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can telepathically tell them, you know, I give you more bones if you keep mommy up at night.
He's been sleeping all night lately, so it's not working.
That's because I haven't told him.
Make me fly out of bed ready to fight.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was dreaming of, but boy, that was, every time I woke up last night, I was like, I just flew out of bed.
I should have just videoed it. Yeah. Something rubbed up against Stephanie's leg out here, and she jumped. No, but I mean,
seriously.
And when it all comes
Why?
Down to it, it all has to do with them wanting us to rely everything the government puts out.
Yeah. Well, that's the way way I've always been. Anything the government has said, I never believe a thing that comes out of their mouth.
Exactly. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't believe anything that comes out of 3/4 of the people that I know's mouth.
Right. I'm right there with you 100%.
But
it's just amazing.
I can't say that the people that I got to know over the years, I think I might be up to about 10 people that I know that would never bullshit me or would have my back in a heartbeat.
Can you hear my
Facebook
code? My God.
Did you hear what Stephanie just said?
My daddy used to say, I never, what did he used to say?
I never bullshit you.
I never bullshit you. You're my favorite turd.
Yep. Yeah. I got 2 fans going in the camper right now, drying the floor out.
Wow, what happened to it?
The roof.
Because of this stupid-ass scamdemic, if anybody out there is looking to buy a camper, do not buy a brand new one. You're going to have nothing but problems because, we can't have too many people working together, and let's get rid of our quality control. We don't need them around anymore. I talked to my RV person. He said, if you're going to buy a camper, buy one from about 2017, maybe 2018 on down, because the ones that are built now, they're shitty. Totally shitty.
Yeah.
What happened was either they didn't make the cubby door the right size for the hole, or they didn't put the right size gasket in there or something, but when it rains hard and it's sideways, it just pours in my cubby door, and then it leaks all the way down underneath all over the place. Thought it was the water heater at first, but this is like the third or fourth time that it got like soaking wet in there.
Free shower.
I think it's because you're pissing yourself and you're blaming it on a trailer.
No. No.
No,
oh,
it's just,
yeah.
You know,
I'm about ready to trade this damn thing in for an older one because I'm getting super pissed off.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. And that's another thing that cracks me up is everybody goes, oh, well, it's under warranty. Yeah, it's under warranty, but how many times you got to go through the warranty?
I know, and it's not the place I got to bring it to have warranty done is like an hour and a half away. So
right.
The gas prices, hauling it, the waste of time because there's an hour and a half there, then you're there for 2, 3, 4 hours if you don't have to leave it or you have to make another trip back. So, yeah.
That's when you smack Fad in the head, knock his ass out. I said,
oh,
that's
he already
when you...
did that himself. He already did that. He can't walk right now. He put his back out.
He never could.
I know.
No, but it's not just trailers either. I mean, look at all the recalls on all the friggin' vehicles that are coming out now.
Yeah, well, I think that's I'm kind of 50-50 on that one because of the scamdemic, everything is made cheaply, so they probably, you know, okay, yeah, it probably is on recall. But the older vehicles before the scamdemic, I'm not buying it. I think that's just the way to go to electric cars.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, ours is a 2018 Kia, and they're saying that we need to take it in because they found 38,000 vehicles that that side ABS that it doesn't work or something. You know
the ABS, the brake thing?
The screen that's supposed to come down over the window when you get in an accident.
Oh.
The airbag.
Airbag.
Yeah. They're saying that on the driver's side that it's supposed to come down like a screen so you're not hurt if it's set off, and they're saying some bullshit that her year of the car is recalled because of that.
I don't know. The airbags, they can do a lot of damage to a person.
They sure can.
Smaller people. So I think those are just a death trap. Take it out of there.
Yep. Yeah. And my personal opinion, even buckling yourself in, that's death trap.
Well, them two car accidents that I was in, if I would have had my seatbelt on, I would have been dead. It would have cut right across my throat. I would have been a headless Lorna.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Especially in a convertible. If you're riding around in a convertible with the seatbelt on, you're an idiot because if you happen to flip it, you're going to be stuck in the seat and pinned underneath the damn car.
Right.
You're better off. You have a way better chance being ejected from the car in a convertible.
Yep.
That's my thought, anyway. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's just like, you know, even my wife and my daughter asked me, why do you carry a knife with you? And I'm like, well, God forbid, I plunge myself in the water in the car. I'm getting out. I know what it feels like to drown.
All right.
I'm going to use everything and anything I can to get out of that vehicle underwater.
Right.
And they're like, well, what's the knife going to do? I was like, as sharp as my knives are, you take one swift across that freaking death trap seatbelt, it's gone. And the butt end of my knife is going through that window on the side.
Yep. Yeah, I'm one of them that I usually leave my window down a crack because I think I remember hearing something that if your window is down a little bit, you can, even if underwater, it'll go down or it's easier to break or something.
Yeah, it's easier to break.
Yeah, there was a reason behind it. I can't remember because this was many, many, many years ago that I heard it.
Right.
And I had my window cracked ever since.
The thought of it is if you can think fast enough, if you know you're going in the water, put that window all the way down.
Yeah, me think fast enough? Who are you kidding?
I know, right? But I'm just saying, the thought of it all is if you can put that window down before you actually hit the water, you know you're definitely going in that water, put it down.
Right. Because
you got a better chance getting out of it than you do if it's rolled up.
Yeah. And even if you're not going in the water and you're rolling down an embankment or something, you know.
Right.
Chances are it's going to break all on its own. I'd rather be cut up than stuck inside of it.
And with today's windows as they are now, with so much plastic in them, if they're up, they're harder to break.
Yeah.
And that's a proven fact.
Right. Yeah, and then you got the cars that are got the bulletproof windows.
But see, even then, because I've dealt with them too, even then, when you hit the water, and I don't care what you got in your hand, if it's pokey, it'll break it out. And it's
right.
Even better for you being bulletproof because it comes out all at once instead of shattering.
Oh. Huh.
Yep.
I learned something today.
I learned something every day just by listening to you.
I know. I surprise myself sometimes, too.
But, yeah, I mean, bulletproof, because you got to think, it's a lot more thicker than your normal glass, and it's not just all straight-up glass.
Right.
So even if you've got the strength in your leg to kick it out, it'll come out. Same thing with the butt of a knife. If you hit it square in the middle, it'll break out. It won't shatter. It'll come out as one piece.
Hmm.
And that's what a lot of people don't think about.
Right.
Because even with today's windows, and that's why Stephanie and Savannah always ask me, why do you carry a knife? I'm like, well, for one, to cut my seatbelt off. Number two, I'm breaking that window if I don't remember to put it down if I get in that type of situation. Because the minute you hit that water, all your electrical, everything's gone. So you can't put
exactly.
that window down unless you've got the old style roll up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with your front windshield. I know personally myself, with the strength of my legs, I know I can kick it out. But a lot of people don't have that kind of strength.
I don't know what I have for strength in my legs. I know they're muscly.
Right. But I'm saying I've been there, done that. So I know for a fact, especially in a small, like you bust my balls all the time, the tiny toy car that my wife owns.
Little Tonka toy.
Right. I know one swift kick and I can kick the friggin' windshield out. But a lot of people don't have that. They panic. And that's the worst part, is you panic.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely, in any situation, you can't panic.
No. And that's why a lot of people drown inside their cars.
Right. Me, I was like, oh, shit. And I got myself in another situation.
I say the same thing, but I'm always looking for an exit.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, like we always say, keep your head on a swivel. Always expect the unexpected.
Right.
Because the minute you don't, that's the minute you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I know things can happen so quickly, whether it be intentional or unintentional. It's, you know, like my son.
Yes.
Or that shooting. Nobody ever expected that. None of the parents, otherwise they would have never sent their kids to school that day.
Right. That's why it amazes me that it took them so long to realize what was happening and didn't have enough force in place for something like that to happen.
Right.
So in my eyes, and this
well,
is my
the only
opinion,
thing, the only thing, is, since we know it's a small town or whatever, it still doesn't make sense for the cops not getting there sooner than later, because I know, you know, like where I went to school or the schools around in there, the cop shop is only 3 miles down the road, 4 miles.
Right.
And not to mention all the first responders or, you know, any of them type of people. There's always somebody that is able to get, especially for a school thing.
Right.
You know, it must have been the Savannah's graduation, because I was coming home from town and I seen, I don't know, 5-10 cop cars, lights ablazing, and they were escorting the graduates on their bus doing a road trip. Banners up all over the place. I've never seen that.
You were probably drunk.
Yeah, right. There's no place to drink around here. Then a truck loaded a bunch of three teenagers in the back of the truck going 70 miles down the road. You don't ever see that anymore.
No, it's illegal.
I know. Well,
They drove right by the cops, and the cops didn't say nothing or do nothing.
It's just like when I was growing up, you know, all the old cars my dad had, you were lucky if you even found a seatbelt in it.
I think I remember one of the cars that my parents had, they cut the seatbelts out, or maybe it was a bad vehicle. I don't remember. I remember they cut the seatbelts out of it. But back then, those were just the lap ones.
Right, but even when my dad got trucks, all of us kids were always in the back.
Right.
Oh, gosh, you can't do that now. You'll get arrested.
I know.
Let me do my spiel. Those of you just tuning in, remember to check out our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. And before you hit that join button, just know we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout all we do here in the Defender 7. Also, check out and subscribe to our website, all lowercase letters, www.defender7.com. On our site, you will find that we have a store and a donate button. 100% from sales from our store and any donations we bring in go back to our members and our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. So by all means, purchase something or hit that donate button. Every little bit helps. Help us to help you in a time of need. We're not just asking for donations or sales. This is the only way that we're able to do what we do here in the Defender 7. Now, for all of our shows here on Blog Talk Radio, we enjoy talking to you. So call and participate, area code 914-205-5773. We also have a chat room right here on Blog Talk that is also live during our broadcast. So by all means, reach out to us. Let us know your thoughts, your opinions on anything we discuss. Now, back to you, Lorna.
And on that, it would be nice if somebody would call in and tell us their thoughts on that shooting in Texas and what their gun law bull crap is.
Yes, that's another good question. I really wish that people would call in. Because like I said, I spread the word about our group on every platform that I join. And, yeah, I get a couple stragglers here and there that join. But those that participate, that's the ones we're looking for.
For me, my personal opinion on the gun thing in Texas, I would buy more guns. Buy more guns, buy more ammo.
Yep, and do it quick, because with this administration and what they're pushing.
Well, it's not because of them trying to take the guns and stuff away. It's more for protection, because if they're letting 18-year-olds and paying off 18-year-olds to take out a bunch of kids, what are they going to do next?
that's what I was just saying, is it's part of their agenda. It's, you know, it's not just the mentally ill people getting a hold of guns. It's just the point is you got the young ones buying them, or they're taking them from their family.
And furthermore, they're going to get guns one way or another. Here's a good example right here. I was talking to my ex-boyfriend for 2.5 hours the other day, and he lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And they have so few cops there now that if he told me an example, he was in Walgreens shopping one day, and these couple of thugs walk in there, grab whatever they wanted, and walked out. And he had said something to the worker. Well, aren't you going to call the cops? She goes, no, I can't. If I call the cops, I'll get fired. I'll lose my job. And another example is they're having a lot more carjackings around there, and the cops won't respond to them calls anymore. And he said last year he had the cops called on him, and they came out there immediately, but his was for loud music. So they'll respond to nonviolent crimes. But if you're getting beat up or robbed or carjacked, don't expect a cop to show up.
That's just like down here, you know. I don't care what gun laws you want to pass, but I can guarantee you I can walk around the block, and you of all people should know this. I can walk around the block, and I guarantee you I will have at least, if not, 2 to 3 guns in my possession as long as I got money.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with, oh, let's put more laws on the books. Let's attack more of the Second Amendment.
They're going to get the guns one way or another anyway.
Exactly.
And then we're left defenseless. So we got to get killed so these jerks, whatever you want to call them, can come in and rob you and take whatever they want, stuff that you worked for.
Yep. But that's just the liberals' way. They're like, they turn their heads on it. Because I even had one of my cop friends, and I said, I can walk down the street, and I guarantee you, I'll come back with at least one gun.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't matter where you're at. It really don't. As the saying goes, money talks and bullshit walks.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bullshit in the Capitol.
Yep. And they're the reason why all this is going down.
And I'm going to say again, I blame them for what happened in Texas.
Oh, I do too. 100% wholeheartedly. Because if you look at the past, look what's happened, especially coming up on primaries and elections. Look at all the violence.
Mm-hmm.
And where is most of it coming from? The radical left.
Yep.
And they try to spin it off as, oh, well, it's all because of the Republicans. Bullshit.
Mm-mm. I want to see the paper trail on that kid's truck and his guns and his body armor.
Oh, we won't hear about it because I'm willing to bet that it leads back to Soros or Biden paying it off.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, you know. It's, you get the hard left people out there that's spreading all their so-called misinformation that the Republicans are spreading. But in turn, it's them that's doing it.
Yeah.
And that's
why
we need...
I was looking at some guns the other day.
What were you looking at? BB guns?
No. That purple one in that on base, that was cute, though.
Oh, yeah. That's one I keep
that's
on telling Stephanie she needs. The purple 9mm.
No,
the
that was the 22.
No,
I was
but they
about
had
22.
The purple. I know, but they had the purple one that was 9mm too.
Oh yeah. Got a purple one, and they had another colored one too.
Right. She's already got the 22, so I've been trying.
I got
to talk
the whole
her into...
dog in the back, Stephanie. So you gotta go get the purple gun.
What'd you say? What did you say?
I said, we got the hole still dug in the back, so you got to get the purple one.
Got that hole dug for you and her.
No, you and Thad.
Or like she said, you and Buttercup.
Him and Buttercup. I got it. Fucking Buttercup. Of all the names you could. Of all the things in the world, he comes up with Buttercup.
Gotta love
it.
I wish people would fucking call in and talk about what's going on.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't like talking on the phone, but here I am. Look at me go.
I know, because you're a whack job.
Yeah. You made me that way.
Oh, hell no. You corrupted us.
You do not, liar.
Yeah, I do. Got all you're the
not-
officers.
Yeah, you're kind of like Biden on that one. They're bought and paid for.
I don't know how I paid for them because I ain't got no money. But they all said the same thing.
No.
All right, well, since... there ain't nobody on here. Again, I'd like to thank you for being here with me.
Absolutely.
And
somebody's
we love you.
Step up. Might as well be me.
I know. I can always count on you.
Mm-hmm.
We love you guys, and God bless America. God bless our children. Our veterans, our first responders, our military, our missing, and God bless the Defender 7.
And the Lorna.
Good night, lady. And the Lorna. Can't forget Lorna.
Can't forget Lorna.
And my boy Ralph.
And Ralph. We're kind of unforgettable.
Yep. Love you.
Love you too.
Oh.